Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. And former Hull City defender Alex insists his dad Steve Bruce has been made the fall guy at Newcastle and shown a lack of respect. Took charge of the 1,000th game as a manager at the weekend, losing 3-2 at St James' Park to Tottenham. The ex-Tigers boss, who famously guided the club to the Premier League twice, along with an FA Cup final and European adventure, is set to lose his job, according to reports. Alex said this, "It's been tough. I won't sit in line. It's been really tough to watch the criticism when speaking to Five Live. A couple of journalists have had it in for my dad. We all know who they are since the moment he took the job. Their negativity and the way they spoke about him and the ultimate lack of respect. Not just talking about the last few weeks. The last 3 years, they've done their utmost to make the job as difficult as possible. My dad grew up as a Newcastle fan all of his life. I never had the chance to play for the club. When you've got the opportunity to manage your hometown club, it's a very difficult thing to turn down. So he took on the challenge." Into news with reports about his potential replacement, which seems laughable at the minute. The fact he's still not lost his job. Reports suggest that they've reduced their trio of shortlists, the candidate of shortlists, down to a trio of Eddie Howe, Paulo Fonseca and Lucien Favre, all of whom have held initial talks with the club within the last week. Jose Mourinho has ruled out a potential return to the Premier League, admitting he has got an emotional connection with Newcastle thanks to his relationship with Bobby Robson. He insists he's got nothing to say, though. He's happy here, and I'm focused 100% on the Roma project. And finally, into other news, some reports suggest that Newcastle are being linked with a former West Ham player, and believe that they could try and get Marko Arnautović or somebody from China who could come in for the fee that they could perhaps afford. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.